Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Williams looking for some blocks, gets it, first down and more. Devontae Williams gets a great lead block out there from Steele, and the ball comes out. Chicago says they have it. They do.
Incredible play by Stevenson.
One man rush. Prescott looking around.
That was Fox Sports. The game of the week was won by your Chicago Bears. 31-14 over the Cowboys. Most points that they have scored since the London game. That was 35 against Jacksonville, and it seems like it was 25 years ago. What wasn't was the post-game discussion after the game. Mark, you were there. You were there.
I was there. I was there. Well, you weren't.
One of us had to do it. Not only...
I was there.
The spatial element where it sounds like it's on another dimension makes it sad for me.
He is with the Lord.
That we love less. Mm-hmm. We miss less. But you were there.
I was there.
And you talked to Les a lot, so I figured that was appropriate. You were in the locker room. You got to take us inside. So I think there's a discussion around trying to figure out who met and why. That was something that came up after the game, and we found that out.
No doubt. Yeah, obviously, Ben Johnson, with a heavy challenge of his team questioning the practice habits. And then it was revealed yesterday that, at least on defense for sure, it was established that there was a players-only meeting. A few of us gathered round Jaquan Brisker when this was revealed, and here's how it sounded in real time at the time.
Starting off Wednesday, defensively, we had a meeting. We talked. We had a huge talk, and Grady, everybody got to talk and things like that. And we were on one line, and then just watching Wednesday practice, you could tell the offense, had a chip on their shoulder and the way they attacked the field and things like that. So it was great.
Grady kind of led the locker room speech into this week.
It was a complete defensive meeting. Grady was really the first to speak, and then everybody else, got whatever they had to say off their chest and things like that. So it was great.
Who called it?
To be honest, I'll say probably me and Grady and probably other people, but definitely me and Grady for sure.
Got chippy out there a little bit with Cowboys.
Yeah.
How so?
You could just a lot of pushing and shoving, trying to get in people's face and things like that. And at the end of the day, we got the W. They could do all the talking and things like that. We were right there, toeing the line, but we didn't cross the line.
Who was talking?
The offensive lineman.
Dak talk?
Nah, he's quiet, I think. Not really.
Did you guys get any satisfaction on beating your former coach?
Nah. Just a W.
Really?
Yeah, just a W.
Really?
Wow!
You could hear him smile.
He was kind of laughing. I don't know. I don't know how to interpret that. Like, I don't know if he liked the floos or didn't like the floos.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. When the voice goes up. Yeah. That's usually a telltale sign. So, clearly, though, the gist of that is that there was a play. Good for the Bears, man. What I love about how Ben Johnson acted and what I loved about how the players-only meeting was comported is that they understood, like, the urgency of the situation. And there were so many people telling us and everybody that was over-the-top angry that this was a horrible point for the Bears. They did not want to let things get away, and so they acted accordingly.
Well, and also be mad.
Yes.
Yeah, be mad at us. Be mad at the world. Be mad. If that's what fires you up in order to get it together in the way you did on Sunday, then great. Am I doing this from a non-genuine standpoint? No. I say that, like, I'm not saying anything that I think will purposefully anger the Bears. We're just talking about what we want to see, what we've seen. But they needed to take it personally. They needed to raise the standard. The coach put them on notice. And if they had to meet to discuss some stuff, well, it sure as hell showed. 4 turnovers against the Cowboys. 4. There were clearly some people who took that meeting to heart from what we saw.
No doubt. I'm sorry, Marshall. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think the most impressive thing about Sunday's win from a defensive standpoint after finding out that they had this meeting, right? It's like they know that they don't have some of their best players available to them, right? Whether you're talking about Jalen Johnson.
Thank you.
My bad. TJ Edwards. Whether you're talking about Kyler Gordon, they understand where they are as far as our best aren't available, but somebody's got to go out here and make plays. And I think that's the difference that we saw in this game is that guys took the extra step of saying, I have to make a play. And Tyrique Stevenson did a great job of setting the tone just from that standpoint. Because even if you are outmatched because a team has better personnel than you, eventually it comes down to who can make plays. They made 4 huge plays on defense from guys that will be in the lineup next week. And so you're going to look and say, okay, who's making the big plays this week? Not just getting off the field on third down. You got to create turnovers sometimes. That's what has to happen when you're down and without some of your better players. Other people have to step up and make big plays, not just run-of-the-mill standard operating procedure plays, but plays that wow, such as the Stevenson.
What I could not discern in the locker room, or did not discern in the locker room, is if the offense was involved in this, because Jaquan Brisker, you guys heard it, sounded to me like he was just talking exclusively about the defense, although he said that the offense was pretty pumped up in the Wednesday practice, which apparently was just an epic practice. But Jason Leisure asking the question to Caleb Williams in regards to a offensive players only meeting too, maybe?
I think just being able to communicate with everybody and be on the same page and, figure out how, we want this to go. I've always said that the best teams are player-led, and that's what we are. And we got, like I said before also, during the summer, I believe that, Ben has set the standard for us, and we have to execute this standard.
I don't know if there's an offensive players-only meeting or not. I'll just say that. I don't know.
I think he said some stuff that kind of pertains, but he did the old, I'm going to say something that sounds like it could apply to this.
Yeah, and it's like no criticism whatsoever. I don't know if the defense is the side of the ball going into this week that needed the 52 points, needed the players-only meeting, needed the extra motivation. Offense obviously needs a lot of it too, but I can understand if that was just a defensive thing.
Well, I also want to point out here is that not necessarily are the best teams always player-led. You could argue that last year, the players were the ones who were the most visible when it came to leadership. And that was a bad thing in a way because it meant that there was no unifying voice at the top that was strong enough.
It's true.
Not that it didn't exist, but that it wasn't strong enough. So that's just a point that I want to make. Is it good that your players have agency and feel like they are leaders? Absolutely.
Yeah, I think there's leadership there from the player level on all good teams, even if the strongest voice, which rightfully maybe it should be depending on how long they've been around, is the head coach, right? Or if you come into a bad situation where someone needs to hit the reset button, when that coach isn't hitting the reset button, you're going to have more problems because it's going to linger from last year to this year, what we saw as far as a lack, really. And when I say a lack, that's a very general lack. There was just a lacking of everything when you look at the Bears last year.
Well, they had so many captains last year, which I think was one of those things, honestly, like that it backfired when you have captain all over the place. As Layla was saying, you don't have that singular voice. I don't know who the singular voice is. I mean, Grady Jarrett very well could be it, and now it makes a little bit more sense what he was talking about in the locker room to us in terms of kind of blaming or coming after the media a little bit and not really understanding where we were coming from. And you'll hear a little bit of that from Montez Sweat, who I talked to yesterday in one of our upcoming segments. So it all kind of like they came together. I don't know if the Bears became a team, Mike Ditka, this week, but something happened, and it was a good happening, even if it was ugly getting to that point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I think it goes back to a little bit of what we were saying earlier in our 10 o'clock segment. This is not a team that historically has responded with a win. They haven't responded with a touchdown. They previously hadn't responded with, I'm talking about on an ensuing drive. They previously hadn't responded with points off of turnovers either. That wasn't something that was guaranteed necessarily. Mm-mm. Those weren't always capitalized upon. You had a turnover created. They responded to a three and out by doing something defensively. They then responded with the touchdown. They responded to that horrible game with a win where they had their best offensive output in almost a year. You see how that is different from what we have seen before.
I think the biggest thing is understanding that even without some of your best players, you were able to accomplish this. So now you're like, we have tape that shows what we are capable of, even if we're not whole. And they may not be whole this week. And they may have to wait until after the bye to be whole. But it's this understanding and a level of confidence that they needed to have after giving up the 52 points. They needed something. And whatever the something is, they got something.
Well, I also want to throw this out there to you, too. They hired people like this for these reasons. Mark, you remember how despondent the locker room was last year. The sad quotes that we saw in Jason Leisure's article from Kyler Gordon,
sad, where he's talking
about how he's in his physical prime and he doesn't know what winning feels like. Mm. I think part of the reason they brought in a guy like Grady Jarrett, who had the reputation for being a leader, a guy like Joe Tooney, who was as solid as a rock in Kansas City, was because they wanted people like that for these things to happen. Have another voice that's your peer telling you what it's like on the other side.
Yeah, well, and that's what I've been saying a lot lately. Ben Johnson, when convenient, has said, hey, I wasn't around here in the last few years. He didn't say this, but maybe he's alluding to it. Don't put it on me. Ben Johnson knows exactly what went on here last year, even over the last 2 years. He found that out in the interview. Ryan Poles had to have told him, and you could see he's doing the opposite of the way things were done last year. Like going into this week, challenging the players, saying the practices is not good enough. My God. Like Flus never came close to doing anything like that. Hell, the interim head coach, Thomas Brown, came closer than Matt Eberflus to doing anything like that. So Will it work throughout the rest of the season? Will the Bears be a winning team? I have no idea, but we have little bits of evidence that they are doing things drastically differently than they did in the previous regime, which is a start.
This is an important data point as we discuss this players-only meeting that apparently was just a defensive meeting, according to what Mark Grody tells us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. And I like this data point because it could be an inflection point, right? It could be kind of the turnaround for an entire season.
Absolutely.
If what we saw on Sunday continues as far as not just the progress on offense, which I'm not even concerned about, really, but can you make the best of a defense that is tattered? And right now, the tattered defense is keeping the Bears warm, right? You have tattered blankets, and you're like, oh, the blanket's got a few holes in it. But on a couch, on a chilly day, you can still wrap yourself in a blanket with some holes on it and still keep warm. That's what the Bears defense is.
Or is it an Afghan that is purposefully woven with holes in it?
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. That works too. A little breathability, if you will.
Yeah, my mom knitted one of those for me once.
Still
got it? Held up.
By the way, Layla, congratulations on your Virgil Carter. You're still getting credit for name-checking Virgil Carter earlier.
Do you know what I have in front of me?
AI?
The internet.
Can I congratulate you as well?
I know how to use a search function. And then what I have done is I have learned something. Today we got smarter as a team.
Oh, Layla, I just wanted to congratulate you on your first ever Bears Monday. That's what my congratulations are
for. We just became a team!
Thank you. I am new to this city. I have never been here. What are we going to sell? What should we do for the 10-year celebration?
Oh, my God. That's coming up in October.
It is. Yeah, it's next month.
Layla,
what's the date?
It's October 27th.
For people who don't know, Layla will have been in Chicago for 10 years, which means she gets her first Bears. I give Bears out to people. You'll get the automatic 6 Bears. Now, it's a matter of how many Bears I decide to add that will be the big deal. But
has the max with 14 for his name.
The Pope has as many as he would like. But yes, yeah. he's a 2-touchdown Bear guy for sure. No doubt about it.
We should get pizza.
Okay.
Is that what you want? Where do you want pizza?
Off the ground. Whatever you want, Layla.
That's challenging.
Okay, well, we got time to figure that out.
Not pizza off the ground. I told you what the conclusion of that was, right? That behind that post, that support beam, there were more pizzas. I'm like, what happened here?
Sounds like somebody didn't get all the pizzas to wherever they were trying to get the pizzas.
Yes, that's all we can deduce from that scenario. Coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Of course, it is more football talk, but this is a special twist. Caleb Williams threw 4 touchdown passes yesterday. The Wiener Circle tweeted out before the game that if he did, there would be free hot dogs on Tuesday. The Wiener Circle has no shortage of awesome personalities. So Reagan from the Wiener Circle, one of the cashiers, is going to join us next because even the quarterback himself knows about this promotion. She'll tell us what's going to happen next here at Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.